And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, glad to be back. Gotta send a big shout out of thanks to Matt Zercher for covering the last couple of weeks. As I say, sometimes in the middle of my day, something will come up and I gotta be somewhere else and the show must go on, and Matt is a great guy and does a great job. Sometimes when I'm driving between here and there, I turn on and listen and say, how's the show going? Cause I know who the guests are and I know what we're talking about. So thank you to Matt and glad you're all joining us today. Driving over from Prescott Valley, hit a little bit of a sell there and it just poured buckets for a little while between the chamber office and here at the studio right behind Costco. So if you're out and about driving, that's coming in kind of quick and kind of hard. So keep an eye out and be safe and be sure to throw an umbrella in your car because it might just come handy like it did for me today. So we got a great show for you today. Glad to be back in the driver's seat with Link here. And a lot of great things going on. So we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, first guest is Richard Parker, our Community Development Director for the Town of Prescott Valley. We'll be right back. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burn, and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save on the supplies pros need to keep properties running right. Now you can get 40% off Filtrete 2-pack flat panel air filters when you buy a case of 24. That's only $1.34 per filter. Come by the Pro Desk or go to lowesforpros.com for more details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Richard Parker, Economic Development Director for the Town of Prescott Valley.
Hi, hey, Marnie.
How are you doing, Richard?
Things are good, though. I've never sat in your living room before, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, kind of. We're just kind of casual here around the table.
This is
studio.
Much nicer studio.
Isn't
about
this nice?
Three times bigger. Can you hear the echo?
No. We got carpeted walls.
Carpet
I know.
Walls.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm kind of spoiled in here.
Yeah.
All this room now. We can bring in 20 guests.
I haven't been here for KQ&A for a while, but... Obviously, they're doing well because they're kind of spiffing the place up.
Well, you know, it's shows like ours that keep it going, or so we say. Anyway,
well,
hey, so the town, are you caught up in the big 40th anniversary celebration, all the hoop-de-da's and plans that are going on?
Well, I know that Jody and Laura Lee have been in their principal in bringing off those events, but, yeah, it's a very, very exciting time, 40 years in the life of Prescott Valley. Incorporating in 1979. So where were you in 1979?
I was back in California.
Okay. Well, lots of events the entire month, and invite people to go to pvaz.net to look at some of those festivities, to include fireworks that were postponed because of the fire season on the 4th. You wouldn't know now, given the moisture that we've had, but we're blessed with that. But lots of other things going on with those events. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the
Let's just remind them of the date. It's August the 25th and 26th.
Correct.
Around the Civic Center. I just saw a schedule of events. But, again, you can go to our website, pbchamber.org, too.
That's a good spot.
Because we're carrying a lot of sharing that. And I know the latest draft of all the events came out. And it's fun-filled, packed concerts, things going on, contests. There's a bearded lion contest or something, and I noticed you got a little whiskers there, Richard.
Yeah, I wouldn't qualify for the bearded lion, but I make a lot of noise sometimes, but
I'm not going to touch that. Let's go on and talk about development here. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot, as many people see, phases of Granville progress forward, and we're very fortunate to have Universal Homes, and Joe Contadino is one of the developers. He was the first developer of a master plan community, which he began in 1999.
Wow.
And I started in 96, so I remember late 96 dealing with Del Webb. And Del Webb went away for various reasons, and Joe Contadino came in and negotiated that, and he's been very successful. The dirt work's completed. They're finishing sewers and roads, and they'll be paving by November.
Wow.
And their lot product will expand right around the first of the year to include larger houses. It's interesting. The market changes almost overnight. At one point, people were looking for little houses, and now they're looking for bigger houses. And I think that that's representative of how well the economy is doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are doing well. And I did get a chance to meet some nice people from California out in the lobby that have just moved here. They're going to be looking for a house as well. And from my perspective, California is a nice place to be from, and Prescott Valley is a nice place to be. Likewise, the Jasper project is underway, and they're about the same stage of construction. And they'll be bringing lot product and starting construction of housing in about November.
Mm.
Those will be spec houses and some of the spec houses as well as an area that has homes that you can look at for purchase as well as what am I thinking? Model homes. That's the word I'm looking for. But in any case, they'll be underway.
And then you can...
And Mandalay Homes is going to be the principal builder in that portion. That'll be a nice thing because Mandalay has been doing some work in Prescott Valley. They build a nice house product, as does Joe Contadino. And we're very fortunate that all the different projects niched differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, as a result, very successful. Pronghorn Ranch is coming to near the close of their inventory, and putting that in perspective, that was early 2002 when that thing came forward. Mm-hmm. So this new economy has really improved the situation. I can remember when we weren't issuing many permits. Obviously, that has changed. One thing we're really excited about, and I know the Fanes have really put a lot of effort forward, and that's the downtown apartments, luxury apartments. And those will be available for lease beginning in November.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really worked hard on that project. And as a result of their success, you're going to see additional apartment complexes in Prescott Valley. Why? Because people want to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very nice thing. But likewise, because there's more people, there's more need for infrastructure. So you'll see things like water tanks and things like that be constructed this fiscal year. The town passed a budget, which without a lot of hoopla, the town council went through it, and they have allocated funds for not only your favorite project is chip sealing, but obviously not only improving and maintaining the roads, but also improving and maintaining infrastructure at a higher level than we'd done in the past.
Right.
Why? Because we're doing better financially. We've always been solvent, but it's now nice because the development is bringing additional revenues into town so that we can catch up a little bit. There was a time when we didn't do a lot of capital projects because we were right in the middle of the Great Recession, and I think those times have changed a little bit. So we're very fortunate. To that point, we've gotten busy enough in community development where we very judiciously hired two new people, and that's to try to keep up with demand. And we're very proud of the, what I believe, the stellar customer service that we offer to builders and property owners in the town, so that we join them and hopefully helping them succeed with their project. And it's a really different, in my opinion, view of customer service than you would typically see from a government office.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very proud of that. And we were able to snatch a very capable young person that's going to be in plans examination. Hopefully we should be able to move forward. Likewise, though we can't talk about them, we've had a number of good commercial developments. I can talk about Dunkin' Donuts because we've been through like three renditions of Dunkin'
Donuts. And you probably, is it done yet?
Well, yeah, actually they added about 900 square feet to what is now a two-building configuration as opposed to one-building configuration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rumored, and I can't confirm, but what's better with donuts than probably a cup of coffee, or even better than that, maybe a cup of ice cream. So I think that's going to be paired together. That's at the corner of Center Court and Glassford Hill.
That's going to change that whole corner that, you know, next to the Hampton Inn. That's going to
be nice.
Make that all nice. Developed in there, and it's going to kind of finish that corner off.
Yeah, and then the town, through the CFD that's acquired the event center, has been putting money into the event center to improve the quality of the experience there. And with the company that's currently working for the town, Spectra, we believe that there's going to be a great deal more valued added entertainment. Spectra is a large organization. They manage large arenas, and so as a result of that, some of the acts that will be in transit between, say, Vegas and Phoenix will be obligated to stop in Prescott Valley if they want to play the venue in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been very powerful, and we've seen some new events, and we hope that that continues because it's really great when we have, obviously, people coming to Prescott Valley. You know, my perspective was interesting when they first opened up to see people I went to high school with from Flagstaff coming down to see various acts. And,
yes.
You know, it was really a lot of fun. And when the place slowed down quite a bit, there wasn't that energy, and I think that energy is very much back these days.
Yes, absolutely. Not only with the Suns, and they're getting ready to play. I know that season tickets are open, and again, I know it's a shout out to
Mannheim Steamroller be playing December 26th there. And again, that fits in with our whole the holidays in Prescott Valley and Valley of Lights. And you've got people coming up and you want to plan for that after holiday experience. You know, obviously Mannheim Steamroller is an amazing Christmas show.
I've seen that Christmas show. Mm-hmm. And actually, I would prefer that they would do it just the day before Christmas because that's my birthday.
Oh, you're, okay. Birthday so, concert, huh, Richard?
Yeah. So they decided to do it the day after. Mm-hmm. I guess that'll be fine. I'll be at that show.
Yes, I plan to be also.
And so that's been good. So we've seen an uptick. The other couple things that are very noticeable is builders are doing so well of late that people are buying some of the vacant lots in the old townsite area and building some really nice homes there. Mm-hmm. And that resurgence of new energy into those old neighborhoods has really been noticeable. And that's been a really nice thing. And I think it really improves lifestyles of people that live there. You've got some older homes and some that are brand new next door. And that equates to obviously higher property values, which is a good thing, I think, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
But we're happy to do what we're doing. I enjoy going to work every day. I've told you many times I'm having fun every day, and the day I don't have fun, I'm not going to go to work anymore. And so we're very blessed to have that kind of atmosphere, and I think it's pervasive because the fine people I work with in community development truly want to assist people in achieving their goals. Mm-hmm. And they're very good and experts in administering the town code and trying to get people to where they want to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the things that I hear from the community, the people that I talk to and the business people I talk to, love the town, love the interactions they have had. It always seems to be good and positive. The business people, the processes they go through, they can't say enough about how easy and it is to facilitate and work through getting business going here in Prescott Valley. So we are a business-friendly community.
And we are.
And we love our new people moving here because new people moving here means what? It means a whole lot of services that are going to come right behind them.
Well, and likewise, I met with a guy early this morning who has a company out of the Valley, and he and his company built a plant operation that makes rubberized pellets that go into asphalt, and there's only two in the world. He's built both of them. One is in England, and one's going to be in Prescott Valley. And they wanted annexed to the town of Prescott Valley because of that business-friendly reputation that we can get them up and operational. Even though we're having to go through an annexation process, we can do it more quickly than the jurisdiction they currently reside in.
Excellent.
That is excellent. That's why I like doing what I do.
So you can find more about the Community Development Department at pvaz.net. Richard, your office phone number for people having questions, permitting processes, things like that?
759-3050.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Richard, because I can just shut up and let you talk.
Well,
it's always great.
I wouldn't tell you to shut up, but it's good.
No, I just sit here. I'm just quiet. So we're going
to It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. We're going to take a short break here. Talking to Town Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized Pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from Pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Jamie Goringer and Missy Sikora and Katrina Swanson. Welcome, ladies. Jamie Goringer,
you may know,
is the owner of Smart Girls Fashions in Prescott Valley. Missy Sikora is the executive director of the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center. And Katrina is here doing our media and marketing. So glad to have you in the studio. She's just going to be behind the scenes doing a little marketing promotional work for Jamie and Missy. And what we're really here to talk about is Hope Still Floats.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn it over to you, Jamie. Tell us a little bit about it, and we'll get started, and then how the benefits and it supports the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center. And then, Missy, I'd love to hear you share what the Family Advocacy Center is all about.
Absolutely. Well, August 18th at doors open at 5 o'clock is Hope Still Floats. Hope Still Floats is a group of community members. We raise money for the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center for the incidental things that that they need, because the Advocacy Center is a grant-based program. And whatever, I mean, everything has to be paid for. What it is stipulated for the grant. So
okay.
The
restricted monies, meaning,
exactly,
you know, this is only
yes.
allowed to be used for this type
right.
of expense.
Exactly. So the money that comes in through Hope Still Floats helps pay for the things like like a quick run to Costco for diapers or, goodness, we've got a whole bunch of children here that need something to eat. Well, it helps take care of those things. And who thinks about that?
Right, right.
Or maybe there's a rape victim that's been in and she needs clean undergarments.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that we will do our best to raise money for. August 18th, we are hosting a fundraiser at the Prescott Club at Stone Ridge. And to have a great night, it's hot August nights, and raise some money for the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center.
Now, you've been doing this for several years, though. This is your what year?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
And I can't believe it. We've come a long ways, and we're still...
Absolutely.
Still feel like we're in infant stage.
No, but you've grown and reached out and obviously made an impact with the Family Advocacy Center. Missy, I know you've been involved now for how many years?
Absolutely. I've been at the Advocacy Center about 2.5 years. So this is my third year working with Jamie on the event.
Bless her heart.
It's been such a fun event. I think I've missed one out of all of them. And
you were MC at the first.
I was MC at the first, and you moved that around. You created a different dynamic for each event so that you don't feel like you're coming back to the same thing.
Nothing is the same.
It's Jamie's, it's her baby. You know, she actually came up with the idea. Jamie, tell us how you came up with the idea of Hope Still Floats and supporting the Family Advocacy Center.
Well, you know, when you come up with an idea, you're like, well, I'm the one that gets to do it. So one day I was dropping clothes from Smart Girls off to the center for Julie's Closet, which is for people when they come through and they've maybe left their home, had taken from their home, and they don't have any clothes. And Julie's Closet, it gives them some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is donated to them. And I was dropping them off, and they had just had a yard sale. And I said, well, how'd it go? And they're like, ugh. We made like $200. I'm like, oh man, that's a lot of work. Have you guys ever thought about doing a fashion show? I'm like, oh
No, uh-huh. What did I just say? And it was that year that we launched with Hope Still Floats with a fashion show. Matter of fact, it was at the La Quinta when it was the La Quinta on right there by Yavapai Hills.
Right.
4 years ago.
But in addition to the fundraiser that you have, you always bring in that story.
Yes.
That keynote speaker, that story that bridges that, why we're raising money, why we're having fun and being crazy, bidding on auction items, but the true sense of where the money goes and who we're really helping. So let's go to Missy and talk a little bit about the Family Advocacy Center.
Okay, so the Family Advocacy Center is actually a project of Prevent Child Abuse Arizona. We've been here since 2000, so we've been in Yavapai County for 18 years, and a lot of people don't still know about us. What we do there is we support victims of any type of interpersonal violence. So when a crime has been committed towards somebody, such as sexual assault, domestic violence, child abuse, elder abuse, stalking, sex trafficking, any of those types of crimes, the police will contact us and bring that case to our center immediately. Forensic interviews happen at our center. All sexual assault exams are done at our center for the county. People don't go to the hospitals to have that done. The hospital will actually send them over to us. And then the other thing that we do is, well, while we are supporting them through the investigation process and kind of helping them understand what's going on while the police and Department of Child Safety and county attorney and everybody's kind of bombarding them with questions, we're there to help them, support them and help them understand why that's happening. Then we're also connecting them with a victim advocate that's going to help them for months or years, as long as they need. We run support groups for domestic violence. We accompany our victims to court to get restraining orders, file divorce orders, custody orders. We accompany them if the person that has assaulted them is going to court and they're a victim. Mm-hmm. We will go sit with them because that can be very, very hard for somebody to do on their own. And then we also have trauma-informed therapy. So we give the victims therapeutic services with licensed counselors. And everything we do at the center is free. So it's all, we're a nonprofit. All of our funding comes from either federal grants, state grants, or all of our local towns and jurisdictions give us a little bit of money to help support us annually, and then any kind of little local grant we can get. But we rely so heavily on Hope Still Floats for the things that Jamie was talking about. When somebody has a sexual assault exam, their clothes and shoes are taken as evidence. So they don't think, oh, I better grab some extra clothes with me while I'm calling the police. So they come there. So we have sweats and sports bras and underwear and flip-flops and shampoos and soaps and things that they can, after their exam, they can take a shower, take care of themselves, and have something to wear.
Now, do you have those facilities there?
We do.
Okay.
We have it all on site. Everything is, and that's best practice. So we want to support the victim in a place that's warm and inviting and comfortable, and then everybody, all of us come to them. Everybody mm-hmm. that needs to talk to them is going to come to them. They're not going to have to go from place to place throughout their investigation. Yeah.
One of the times that Julie was raped, they sent a man in to talk to her. How horrible is that? Mm-hmm. It's a man that
did
the crime against her, and then they send a man in to talk to her.
Right.
And it is just, it was at a hospital. It was a sterile environment, and it was horrible for her. Mm-hmm. So this is, it just makes it, I mean, there, nothing is going to make that situation better. But what they do there and the atmosphere there, they can actually breathe.
Right.
And that is huge.
That safety factor.
For any kind of trauma,
there, you know.
Whether,
and it's homey.
Kind of
I've been there. I've toured it. It's very homey. Everything is, you know, chairs and comfortable chairs and then the non-sterile environment. There's carpeting and sofas and then the area for the kids.
We have a beautiful, beautiful playroom with tons of toys and books and just things to kind of, you know, let a kid be a kid for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And not really think about it. You know, if you're sitting in a police waiting room,
right?
It's much harder to not think about it when you're a kid, when you're here, you know, and certainly it's not going to leave your head, but just for seconds, moments at a time, you might be able to just kind of, and that's how people process trauma sometimes, is you need to take a break from it mentally for a second or two or a minute or two. Otherwise, you know, it can really make you crazy. We also feed our families, as she was saying. You know, the last thing you're doing when you're going through trauma is thinking about feeding your kids, or when you're fighting with your husband, thinking about feeding yourself or your kids. So I spend hundreds of dollars at Costco every month just to make sure I have food in the building for people to eat when they come through.
You cover, you take care of everything, Missy. You do amazing jobs. Let's go back to Hope Still Floats. So it is Saturday, October the 18th. Are tickets available?
August 18th.
I'm sorry. August the 18th. I'm even picturing the date in my mind.
I'm like, oh
Saturday,
my gosh.
August 18th, 2 weeks from now. Or
18.
And so how are tickets, how can you get tickets?
They can go to yfac.org, scroll down a little bit. There's a big banner that says Hope Still Floats. They can click on the words, and it'll open up, and they can order their tickets. They'll send them an email receipt, and they just show up. Doors open at 5 o'clock. There's raffle things that they can get tickets for, and there's a wine toss that has wine. Great wine and Raptor 11 olive oil and Raptor 11 balsamic that they can win. And then we have a live auction starting after dinner. Dinner starts at 6. It's Prescott Club of Stone Ridge. I mean, the chef there is amazing, and they always have great food. It's just going to be a fantastic night.
Also have a silent auction with about 90 items in it as well.
And our very own Sanford Cohen from Arizona Hometown Radio is our auctioneer.
Oh, well, there you go. That's worth the price of the ticket. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $50 each or $450 for a table of 10.
Okay.
So I know all the other details of the money part.
It's like, how much?
You can tell I'm not a money person.
So $50 for an evening supporting. Now, if somebody cannot make the event, but they'd like to make a donation, can they do that?
Absolutely. You can make a donation on our website as well at yfac.org.
So you can just make a donation.
Absolutely.
And you start looking at organizations to support your community, some that do work that many others can't do or won't do, and YFAC rises right to the top. So, again, I'll be there.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun evening. I've enjoyed it last year. I know I'm looking forward to this coming year. So, again, one more time, the website?
YFAC.org.
Hope Still Floats, benefiting Yavapai Family Advocacy Center, Saturday, August the 18th, starting 5 o'clock. Prescott Club. Thank you for joining
us
and sharing the story and how we can help. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much.
You all out there will come out and join us and cheer on Sanford as we get him to bid everything up.
Oh, make him work. Make him work.
Make him work. Okay.
All right.
Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Come back as Chamber Spotlight on Business. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and link KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Forsythia already flowered?
Lilacs languishing in the heat?
Spring bloomers already pooped? Butterfly bushes are going strong and rebloom all summer long.
Pollinators like butterflies and hummingbirds love butterfly bush for their fantastic fragrance and bright summer colors.
These tough head high beauties love summer sun and bloom nonstop.
Fresh new plants just arrived at the place where people who love butterflies and butterfly bushes, they love to shop.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Voting starts soon in the primary election. The conservative Republican team we can trust is Jody Rooney, Noel Campbell, and Karen Fan. They will fight to secure the border, fix I-17, and build a strong economy. Jody Rooney has balanced budgets in the Prescott Valley City Council. Noel Campbell and Karen Fan have been effective voices at the Capitol. Please vote for the conservative Republican team to represent us at the state capitol. Jody Rooney, Noel Campbell, and Karen Fan. Paid for by the Responsible Leadership for Arizona. Not authorized by any candidate. Funding provided by Realtors of Arizona Political Action Committee.
This is Steve Sichka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so is music and the arts. I saw on the news recently that some people in the Phoenix area actually read to and played their favorite music for pets in local shelters so that they wouldn't be scared by the sound of 4th of July fireworks. So it's unnatural that Olson supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 31st Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display, both poetically and musically, is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on ranch life because they've lived it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, roughly 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free-to-the-public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. With kids heading back to school, the FBI is encouraging parents to build a digital defense with their cell phone.
The smartphone is simply a vector to the internet. So the rules for safe surfing online apply to that smartphone.
Special Agent Martin Helmer says
parents need to, if they're not already educated on the threats that are out there online and the various security settings, they should make themselves aware of those things.
Helmer says you should regularly inspect your child's cell phone for anything that might be inappropriate or questionable. Cottonwood residents can share their comments on a proposed sales tax increase at 6 o'clock tonight.
The Cottonwood City Council is holding a public hearing on a tax increase from the current 3% rate to 3.5%. City officials expect the new tax rate to generate $2.5 million per year. Tonight, the Cottonwood City Council will consider giving preliminary approval to this proposal during its meeting at City Hall on Main Street. The increase wouldn't go into effect until November 1st. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
It's the Diamondbacks hosting the Philadelphia Phillies tonight at 6 p.m., tomorrow at noon on KQ&A. Partly cloudy this evening, cooling overnight to near 65 in the Prescott Quad Cities. A mostly sunny Wednesday high near 93. Isolated storms moving in tomorrow through Friday, cooling your highs Thursday and Friday to 87 and 90. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, partly cloudy this evening, cooling to near 72. Partly sunny with a 20 to 50% chance of brief spot thunderstorms Wednesday through Friday. Highs all 3 days around 99. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talking in Prescott Valley. You cut me off really fast there, Nitlink. Oh, my gosh. I was, like, waiting for the end of Prescott Valley. Anyway, it is Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me first is Jeannie Hall. Jeannie Hall, owner of Jeannie Hall Plumbing and Drain. Welcome, Jeannie. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
And her handsome husband, Doug, is in the studio with us.
Glad to be here.
He said he's not talking, though. We're going to let Jeannie do all the talking. Okay. So tell us about your business, Jeannie, and welcome. So glad to have you.
Thank you. We actually relocated from Southern California. We are both licensed plumbing contractors in California. And we decided that we're going to relocate here and start the business up. So we're waiting for all the red tape to take place for the contractor's license, but we did what we had to do. We got our town license to conduct business. And we do it from drain cleaning, anything in your house that needs to be done. What now? It's permitted.
Is that changing outwater heaters or?
Well,
we're
working under the handyman law right now. And
okay.
Things that have to be permitted, we can't do at this time.
Right.
And we're $1,000 and under, you know, for parts and labor, which I am staying within those guidelines per the ROC. And we work together and have been married for 25 years, the whole entire time of our marriage. So that should say something.
Uh-huh. But I can tell she's the boss of it all, Doug.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a strong woman-owned business here,
absolutely.
And Jeannie knows what she's doing.
She certainly
does. Sometimes it does take a little bit of time to get through the red tape on like you said, you come from California.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, you got to get all the Arizona stuff together. You
yes.
know, and that's in any industry that you're in, whether you're a teacher or whether maybe in law enforcement you move to,
absolutely.
You know, outside of the state that you've received all your permit, your credentials mm-hmm. and all of that in. Questioning you though on plumbing, do you find that plumbing accidents happen always on holidays?
At times, especially Thanksgiving, because
yes.
people are cramming things down their garbage disposal and, you know, you have to think about a garbage disposal like you eating. If you cram too much stuff in it, guess what?
Back up?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes. Okay. But I did want to actually say something. Doug has actually been doing plumbing since he was 19. So he is definitely the mm-hmm. master plumber. And I was able to get my contractor's license and pass the test in California because I worked under his wing
right.
the uh-huh. whole time. So kudos to him.
She is a full-fledged plumber.
Yes, I am.
If there's a house to crawl under, she's going.
Yes.
She's my hero.
She goes under.
She is my hero.
Yes.
So all types of the plumbing now anticipated when you have the license. I mean, I know that's what you're working under the
handyman
law.
Probably within a month, I'd say.
Yeah. Then it's all,
yeah.
no holds barred, everything you can do from super
absolutely.
Nuts.
We have right. on our plumbing truck not a contractor's license yet because
mm-hmm.
I want everyone to know that we are.
Right.
You know, and we are bonded and insured already,
sure.
so we do have that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are out there working now.
Right.
And I'm very pleased, and meeting the Chamber of Commerce has been, the Prescott Valley has been awesome. We have met so many nice people here. Lee Edwards at the Code of the West Realty in Prescott Valley, he is our realtor.
Mm.
And he's working with Jeremy Magnus at Academy Mortgage to get us into our home. I mean, it has been
it's all that
awesome.
Business connections and networking thing. We
yes.
kind of do that a little bit well.
Yes.
We think we do anyway. So
yes.
we've got to get you settled, get everything done, get through that red tape. But right now, you're still going strong. You've got problems out there. People can call you, right?
Absolutely. 24/7. And okay. it's Doug and I only
uh-huh.
that go out. So there's no employees. I mean, I'm a firm believer that people need to know who you are and trust.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how would somebody get a hold of you?
You can call us on our phone, which is 928-925-6992. Or you can get us on Facebook, Jeannie Hall Plumbing and Drain. Or we have a website, which is WPDINC.org. And that is, the name of that is Woman Plumbing Division Incorporated.
Okay.
.org.
Very good. Very good. And then you can't miss your truck.
You cannot miss our truck.
I mean, I'm telling you, if there's not a supply you have in that truck when you go out on a call, I'd be surprised because you've got a great truck out there.
Thank you.
And I know we're doing a ribbon cutting for you.
Yes, on the 16th.
Next week, yes, absolutely.
Yes. So, I got that date and the memory banks.
You'll be at the office and we'll be sure that pretty truck is right in the middle of
absolutely.
That picture.
Absolutely.
You know. So one more time, Jeannie, what is your phone number for people to call you?
928-925-6992.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Chamber Spotlight on Business. You guys rock, and you're going to make it work, I promise you.
Thank you.
I got faith.
All right. Marnie.
Jump over here and joining me now, going from plumbing to fun. Plumbing isn't fun,
Plumbing is definitely fun.
But I've got Leslie Jenkins. She's the general manager for the event spot, and it's a new place in Prescott Valley for meetings and parties and things like that,
it's
right, Leslie?
It's the place to be. It's the spot.
The spot, I know. And I poked in the window because Leslie and I were at a meeting, and I just peeked in the window. I said, okay, saw everything, and it's awesome over there.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
We can accommodate about 190 for dinner event. It's 3,000 square feet in our main room. The total building makes up about 4,000 square feet. The creme de la creme, or what really attracts people, is our beautiful river. We call it a river. It's a man-made river with koi and goldfish, with a wonderful water feature that's very calming.
It's a beautiful
place.
Deck, too, and
yes.
A sitting area.
Patio,
out there.
Yep.
Patio
so we do have a
nice.
Patio deck.
Mm-hmm.
So there's opportunity, and we have it wired for sound, so people can be on the patio and listening to music or whatever is happening in the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to make things easy, convenient for those who are looking for a space that where we can work with them to accommodate.
Kind of a turnkey, too. People just come show up. Tell us about your AV and your sound, because you were giving me like details the other day. It was just amazing, the investment that you put in there.
Definitely. We are very excited about state of the art. So we have 5 75-inch screen TVs that serve as monitors, as well as handheld wireless mics. We have hardwired mics. The sound system was professionally done, so people can pipe in their own music. We can show video. We actually have the ability to do simulcast, which I'm waiting for that opportunity. We did something to show its benefits at our grand opening where we had an entertainer who was at Wingspace across town, and he was piped in through the monitors and actually performed. So we do have those capabilities. Really great venue for trainings, for receptions, for anniversary parties, birthday parties, milestone events.
So tell me a little bit, obviously, you have a kitchen or some kind of setup, but catering comes in.
Catering does come in. I like to describe us as your bricks and mortar, so we're your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for a place to have your event or your special engagement, and we are able to provide you with your tables, your chairs, your sound system, the audio system, or visuals if need be. And we have what I call a prep kitchen.
Okay.
But it is designed to support a caterer. So you get to choose your caterer. You can negotiate, you know, what you want to have and bring them in specifically, as well as the opportunity to bring in a bartender, your DJ, and the like, and it's just in a very easy and convenient locale. So we try to keep it simple.
I know one of the things that I hear a lot in Prescott Valley are people looking for a venue to have that type of that number in the group. Some places are much larger than they may want or much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've kind of hit that niche of what I've been asked for as people calling the chamber and saying, what do you have in your community of anything like this? And so you are really feeling that. You talk a lot about the parties or the receptions and the wedding, things like that. But on the offside, seminars, workshops, gatherings, meetings. And I know next week you have one coming up on Tuesday, and it's the mayor candidate forum.
Yes,
it'll be there.
We'll be doing the debate there. Yes.
So you're doing a debate there, and so that'll be an interesting, because that's, again, a different type of setup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a presentation style or classroom lecture style.
Exactly. And so that's the thing that consider our website to be interactive in that you can visit our website at the event spot or eventspotaz.com. There are different configurations of the room to give you an idea of what you can do if it's a lecture, if it's a training, if it's a reception, if it's a wedding, depending on the size of the wedding, and you may want one part of the room to be specifically for the wedding ceremony and then the other part of the room to have the dance floor and the table set up for dinner and dancing. So it definitely gives you not a bird's eye view because I want you to come in and see it, but it gives you an idea.
No, don't go peek in the window.
Don't go peek in
the window.
You call
Leslie.
Please call me.
She's giving me the business because I haven't gotten inside yet.
She didn't give me a chance to really show, but it does. If you peek through the windows, it gives you a bird's eye. But what I've heard from people is they don't realize how big it is until you're physically in the room.
Well, let's tell everybody where you're located because I think then maybe they're going to get the idea why that's – you know, they'll say, yeah, I understand that building doesn't look that big. And it's huge.
Yeah, our address is 6520 East 1st Street. We're Suite B. And I use the landmarks of Footworks and Prescott Valley Florist. Actually, we're right down the street from Antelope Lanes. So we're very conveniently located, easy to get to, and there's parking.
Lots of parking.
Lots of parking. Easy, accessible parking.
And what I like, Leslie, is your entrance, and you say, is on from 1st Street. So from 1st Street, you park, and then you cross the bridge, but you have the river feature, the water. And so you enter off of that as opposed to off of 2nd Street,
yes,
which is would be the front side for, let's say, the forest.
Exactly.
But you are on the other opposite side with that entrance.
Yeah.
So
just because we want to give a buffer, we want to give something beautiful, a direct spot for our guests to come in, but we're also friendly toward the other businesses, and we don't want to impose upon them with the parking and the like. In fact, we do have an access point off of 2nd Street, but that's for our caterer,
right,
to give them direct access into the kitchen. So again, easy, convenient, and fun is really what we want,
yes,
people to know about us, and ensuring that they have a wonderful experience.
Well, and here's a local destination. And we
definitely
are pleased to have you in town because you are a much-needed venue for activities in the community. So, and we'll just keep you right here.
Well, we're excited to be here.
Well, we're glad
to have
you.
Can't wait to start working with people.
And we want to get over there then.
Please, please.
Give Leslie a call. Again, your phone number.
It is 928-772-1982. And I'll stress that you may come by and you see that the building is closed, and it's only because we're open when we have events. Someone made the comment, well, it says you're open 24/7. Well, we are. If you have an event, then we're open. But I'm easily accessible and ready to just come and meet you to be able to show you the venue. So don't get discouraged if you don't see anyone there.
Yeah, just give a call.
Just give a call.
Or visit, and then visit the website.
Yes, and also Facebook. So we are eventspotaz.com, eventspotaz for Facebook.
There you go.
Yes.
All information you need to know, keeping business here in Prescott Valley, both Leslie Jenkins, the event spot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeannie Hall Plumbing. Doug, thank you for joining us here. Oh, Chamber Spotlight on Business. Welcome to our family.
Thank you.
All right. Take a short break here. When we come back, it's time for Marnie to say goodbye at the end of this beautiful day. We'll be right back.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. They'll make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat. Call 928-567-2200 or go to GettlesHDM.com. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing, repair, and service. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
What I like about you.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott. I'm glad you're all joined us today. Don't know if it's raining outside. I'm going to get a chance as I leave the studio. Hey, National Night Out's going on tonight. If you're out or you have neighbors or activities going on, stop by, get to know your neighbors, get to go to our local law enforcement, fire, medical people, town council, they're out and about in all of the communities. So if you've got something going on in one of the communities or one of those blocks, and go on by and say hi, because it's the time we get to know our neighbors and know that together we are watching over our communities and keeping everybody safe. So again, National Night Out going on this evening. And again, I'll remind you, August 25th and 26th, put it on your calendar, 40th anniversary celebration, Town of Prescott Valley, the Civic Center, two full days of activities. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. But meanwhile, thank you all for joining us today. Hope you have a great week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with more Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.